2. Digestion. Digestion is the transformation of food into nutrients. It takes place along the digestive tract and consists of the following stages: mechanical digestion, chemical digestion, absorption, and defecation. 2.1. Mechanical digestion. Mechanical digestion involves mechanically reducing the size of food and moving it along the digestive tract. It involves the following processes: mastication and ensalivation. The teeth tear and grind up food, and the tongue helps to mix it with saliva. The mixture of ground up food and saliva forms a bolus. Deglutition involves using the tongue to move the bolus towards the pharynx. From there, the bolus travels to the stomach with the help of peristaltic movements, which are carried out by the muscles in the walls of the digestive tract. 2.2. Chemical digestion. Chemical digestion involves a chemical reaction which transforms large molecules, macromolecules, such as carbohydrates or lipids, fats, into the smaller molecules, which they are made up of, nutrients. Chemical digestion is performed by substances secreted by the digestive glands, saliva, gastric juice, bile, intestinal juice, and pancreatic juice. Saliva contains water and enzymes, which break down carbohydrates, such as starch, into simpler substances. In other words, the digestion of carbohydrates begins in the mouth, where large molecules transform into smaller fragments before moving on to the next stage of digestion. Gastric juice in the stomach mainly consists of hydrochloric acid and enzymes, which break down proteins into small fragments of various amino acids. Bile, stored in the gallbladder, helps to digest fats by emulsifying them. That is, it converts fats into small droplets, which can then be acted on by enzymes. Intestinal juice contains enzymes which transform proteins and carbohydrates into nutrients. Pancreatic juice contains many enzymes which digest fats by converting them into fatty acids and other substances. Focus on English. As you now know, mastication, or chewing, is the process of tearing, cutting, and grinding the food we put in our mouths. Do you know what the differences between tearing, cutting, and grinding are? Write a short definition of these terms in your notebook and give an example of each one. Share your work with your classmates and discuss which are the best definitions. 2.3. Absorption. Absorption is the process by which nutrients obtained through digestion cross the intestinal wall into the circulatory system. From there, they are distributed to all of the body's cells. How absorption is carried out? Most organic nutrients are absorbed in the small intestine. They cross the plasma membrane of the cells in the intestinal mucosa and travel towards the intestinal villi, which are surrounded by a network of capillaries. Nutrients then pass through these capillaries and into the circulatory system. In the large intestine, water and minerals continue to be absorbed and feces are formed. A number of bacteria known as intestinal flora live in this portion of the intestine. Their function is to decompose food which has not been digested or absorbed by the small intestine. They synthesize amino acids and vitamins, which are absorbed by the blood capillaries. 2.4. Defecation. Feces formed in the large intestine are waste products which the body cannot digest and, therefore, cannot absorb either. Feces accumulate in the rectum until the defecation reflex is triggered. That is, the expulsion of feces through the anus.